Deuteronomy chapter 23. He that is wounded in the stones or has his male organ cut off shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of Yahweh for ever, because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, Yahweh your God would not listen to Balaam, but Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing unto you, because Yahweh your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you were a stranger in his land. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of Yahweh in their third generation. When the host goes forth against your enemies, then keep you from every wicked thing. If there is among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chances him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp, but it shall be when evening comes on, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. You shall have a place also outside the camp where you shall go forth abroad, and you shall have a paddle upon your weapon, and it shall be when you shall ease yourself abroad, you shall dig therewith, and shall turn back and cover that which comes from you. For Yahweh your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore shall your camp be holy, that he sees no unclean thing in you and turn away from you. You shall not deliver to his master the servant which is escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you, even among you, in that place which he shall choose in one of your gates, where it suits him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a whore, or the price of a dog, into the house of Yahweh your God, for any vow, for even both these are abominations unto Yahweh your God. You shall not lend upon usury to your brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury. Unto a stranger you may lend upon usury, but to your brother you shall not lend upon usury, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all that you set your hand to in the land where you go to possess it. When you shall vow a vow unto Yahweh your God, you shall not slack to pay it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you shall forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in you. That which is gone out of your lips you shall keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as you have vowed unto Yahweh your God, which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat grapes your fill at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into the standing corn of your neighbor, then you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not move a sickle to your neighbor's standing corn. Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorce and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she has departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her and writes her a bill of divorce and gives it in her hand and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is abomination before Yahweh, and you shall not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he has taken. No man shall take the lower or the upper millstone to pledge, for he takes a man's life to pledge. If a man is found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and makes merchandise of him, or sells him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently, and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh your God did unto Miriam by the way, after that you were come forth out of Egypt. When you do lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to fetch his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you did lend shall bring out the pledge outside to you. And if the man is poor, you shall not sleep with his pledge. In any case, you shall deliver him the pledge again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own garment and bless you, and it shall be righteousness to you before Yahweh your God. You shall not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he is of your brethren or of your strangers that are in your land within your gates. At his day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and sets his heart upon it, lest he cries against you unto Yahweh, and it is sin unto you. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's garment to pledge. But you shall remember that you were a bondman in Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you there. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you cut down your harvest in your field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command you to do this thing. Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, then the judge shall cause him to lie down, and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest, if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile unto you. You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn. If brothers dwell together, and one of them dies and has no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry outside to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name is not put out of Israel. And if the man likes not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate to the elders and say, My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him, and if he stands to it and says, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done to that man that will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him that his shoe was loosed. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smites him, and puts forth her hand and takes him by the genitals, then you shall cut off her hand, your eye shall not pity her. You shall not have in your bag diverse weights, a great and a small. You shall not have in your house diverse measures, a great and a small. But you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shall you have, that your days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto Yahweh your God. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way when you had come forth out of Egypt, how he met you by the way and smote the hindmost of you, even all that were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore it shall be, when Yahweh your God has given you rest from all your enemies round about, in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, you shall not forget it. Deuteronomy chapter 26. And it shall be, when you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell therein, then you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth which you shall bring of your land that Yahweh your God gives you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to place his name there. And you shall go to the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto Yahweh your God, that I have come to the country which Yahweh swore unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand, and set it down before the altar of Yahweh your God. And you shall speak and say before Yahweh your God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down in to Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evilly treated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto Yahweh God of our fathers, Yahweh heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labour, and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place, and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have bought the first fruits of the land which you, O Yahweh, have given me. And you shall set it before Yahweh your God, and worship before Yahweh your God. And you shall rejoice in every good thing which Yahweh your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled, then you shall say before Yahweh your God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, and to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away anything thereof for any unclean use, nor given anything thereof for the dead, but I have listened to the voice of Yahweh my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven, and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, as you swore unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. This day Yahweh your God has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have avouched Yahweh this day to be your God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to listen to his voice. And Yahweh has avouched you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, and in name, and in honour, and that you may be a holy people unto Yahweh your God, as he has spoken. Deuteronomy chapter 27. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set you up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and you shall write upon them all the words of this law when you have passed over, that you may go into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land that flows with milk and honey, as Yahweh God of your fathers has promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have gone over the Jordan that you shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. And there shall you build an altar unto Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall not lift up any iron tool upon them. You shall build the altar of Yahweh your God of whole stones, and you shall offer burnt offerings thereon unto Yahweh your God. And you shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before Yahweh your God. And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and listen, O Israel, this day you have become the people of Yahweh your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of Yahweh your God, and do his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have come over the Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad and Asher and Zebulun, Dan and Naphtali. And the Levite shall speak and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed is the man that makes any graven or molten image an abomination unto Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and puts it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he that brings disgrace to his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that removes his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that makes the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that perverts the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that lies with his father's wife because he uncovers his father's skirt, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that lies with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that smites his neighbour secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that takes reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he that confirms not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that Yahweh your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cows, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses, and in all that you set your hand unto, and he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers to give you. Yahweh shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And Yahweh shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if that you listen unto the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cows and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall send upon you cursing, trouble, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me. Yahweh shall make the pestilence cling unto you until he has consumed you from off the land where you go to possess it. Yahweh shall smite you with a consumption and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. Yahweh shall make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon you until you are destroyed. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall frighten them away. Yahweh will smite you with the boils of Egypt, and with the tumours, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed. Yahweh shall smite you with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart, and you shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. You shall betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not dwell therein. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them. Your son sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in your hand. The fruit of your land and all your labours shall a nation which you know not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. Yahweh shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with grievous boils that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Yahweh shall bring you and your king, which you shall set over you, unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall you serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where Yahweh shall lead you. You shall carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and dress them, but will neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive oil shall cast his fruit. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and fruit of your land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is among you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, till you are destroyed, because you listen not to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed for ever, because you serve not Yahweh your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck, until he has destroyed you. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favour to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your land, until you are destroyed, which also shall not leave you either corn, new wine, or oil, or the increase of your cows, or flocks of your sheep, until he has destroyed you. And he shall besiege you in all your gates until your high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trusted throughout all your land, and he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh your God has given you. And you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which Yahweh your God has given you, in the siege and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege, and in the anguish, with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that comes out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly, in the siege and anguish with which your enemy shall distress you in your gates. If you shall not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your God, then Yahweh will make your plagues extraordinary, and the plagues of your seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and grievous sickness, and of long and grievous sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt which you were afraid of, and they shall cling unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will Yahweh bring upon you until you are destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your God. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land where you go to possess it. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even to the other, and there you shall serve other gods which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest, but Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, Would God it were evening, and at evening you shall say, Would God it were morning, for the fear of your heart with which you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again, with ships, by the way whereof I spoke to you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.